This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Sharing Australia's softest tissues has never been easier. Now you can send a Kleenex Silk Touch sample pack to someone you love for free. Go to the Kleenex Facebook page today. Kleenex. Share the softness.
Join us for our three-day extravaganza. This coming Thursday, March 12th, come to the Trenton Ice Cream Parlor at 969 South Broad Street in Trenton, New Jersey for the official ribbon-cutting ceremony from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Friday, March 13th, join us for scoop and art and face painting. And Saturday, March 14th, at the Street Fair, there'll be vendors and live podcasting from the Stay Woke podcast host himself, Vont Leek.
Visit us on Facebook at Trenton Ice Cream Parlor, Instagram at Tip Trenton, or call us at area code 609. 9510-0584.
Hi, my name is Oji Agulue, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes, and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
We're having a lot of food shows on lately.
I know,
food
which I love.
Drink. Food and drink. Mm-hmm. And it all stemmed from that 50th episode with those bourbon cocktails on the show.
You think that's that what, was it? Well, I don't know.
There's a reason why it was a two-hour show.
I think we've always been about food and drink.
And speaking about food and drink, yes. We have more food today. Only this kind of food. Almost like the forbidden fruit sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but not always.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh.
And it's also a perfect time of the year to be talking about ice cream, although I'm a fan of eating ice cream all year round. But people start thinking about ice cream in the spring, I think, because the weather starts getting warmer.
Yeah.
And you want something cold and
I'm
refreshing.
With you. I could do it all year round.
I could eat it all.
But you know me. I'm a sorbet guy.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, the people that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They have the only ice cream store / parlor / cafe in the city of Trenton. It's called Trenton Ice Cream Parlor, or TIP for short. And they are Eric and Mimi. Yeah. Welcome, Eric and Mimi.
Thank you. Woo!
And
Hannah is here, the founder.
The founder.
Hannah is also here.
The dream girl.
What's up, Hannah? Dream girl, dream girl. She's waving at him. You know it's an audio show, Hannah. Waving doesn't really work on an audio show. Thank you. Okay. Eric, Mimi, welcome to Trenton Waves.
So happy
Thank
to have you.
You
here.
Thank you, Frank, Christine.
Not only happy to have you here in the studio, but happy to have you here in Trenton.
Yes.
Doing Thank something, you. Investing in the city. We love that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How did you arrive in Trenton?
I was actually born in Fort Dix.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The hospital I don't think is actually there any longer.
That's okay.
So, yeah, they actually tore it down. I was born in Fort Dix. My father, he was in the military. My mother, she was an immigrant from Germany. And they got together and had me. And through his career of being in the military, moving around a little bit, started from Levittown, came to Trenton. They kind of broke up and he went his way and then she went her way because of what was happening at the time. Politically in the country. You know, he's African American, she's 100% German. It was very hard for them to be together in the 60s.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
They actually spent some time in jail together because they were in the same car together.
Serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that was up here in New Jersey?
No, that was actually in Omaha, Nebraska, I believe it was.
Oh, okay.
They were just in the car and police saw them and they got arrested.
That was it.
Right. Mm.
You know what's a little unnerving right now
is
how quiet Mimi's being.
Yes,
I don't know if like she's going to like explode or just be quiet or what. Mimi, what's going on over there?
Maybe.
What's your story?
My story is I'm from Ethiopia. I came to United States 1996 April.
Mm-hmm.
It's about almost a quarter century. So I arrived in New Jersey. I'm still in New Jersey.
Oh,
okay. So did you always live in Trenton or?
When I came in, I lived in Ewing.
Oh, okay.
And from Ewing, Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
From Hamilton, Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
from Trenton. Now I live in Cambridge, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Cambridge, okay.
That's like rural, right? That's like yes. farmland. Yeah, Albert. That's nice.
This is all leading up to a very... I can't wait to hear the story here.
What?
Well, how did you start an ice cream parlor?
Right, yes, that's the story.
How did that all happen?
So tell us how you ended up deciding to open ice cream parlor in Trenton.
Well, how we started, it's not like we want to be in the business.
Okay.
It is about the need. At first, as you know, Hannah, she's a autistic child and very limit verbal. And it's really for her to be able to function, be able to communicate, socialize. We think about something we must to do. As she get older, we know she cannot do like what we do. So as we're going through the process, that mindset, Hannah, she had a school project in 2017 at the middle school. We didn't know about it. She built that school project from the shoebox, and she brought it home.
Okay, so she did the project, and you didn't know what the project was?
No.
Okay, so she brought it home.
Not until she brought it home.
Oh, okay. That's right. She picked it up.
Okay.
So she brought it home, and we put it in. She has a lot of arts, and as she get old, she's 15 now. She did it when she was 13. We start getting like nervous. What is the future for her? And we thought a lot of different ideas. And finally, we realized she likes a sweet, and it's easy for her, her safety too, you know. And we decided to bring her dream to reality.
So this project she did, it was about having an ice cream parlor? Was that...
She built it. She cut through the magazine in the school. She had her bench. She has her table, all kind of ice cream pictures, and she glue it. It looks like a parlor. That's what how it looks like. The color, everything she did.
So this was her dream.
Yes.
And you as her parents supported her in this vision that she had.
Yes, that's correct.
That's amazing.
Do you still have this?
Yes, we do have it. Mm-hmm. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's right now. It's in at home and very secure.
Maybe this needs to be seriously. It needs to be displayed on a high shelf in the parlor itself.
Like right. Exactly. In glass, like
absolutely,
in glass.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, we do have it. We preserve everything our children they do.
Right.
We keep it. You know. The thing is. As you see, the building, I don't know if you know about the story, the actual building which is the ice cream parlor located.
What was it?
It used to be a doctor office for a long, long time. So we do have a medicine cabinet in the parlor. So that's going to be put in
cool.
as
oh,
a
that's
hip.
Neat. Yes. Reverting to the history of the building.
Right.
That's very, cool.
That's right.
And ice cream is a great medicine.
Yes.
It makes lots of people feel better.
I love it.
There's one thing I wanted to say about the add-on to that, what Mimi was saying also, is that we didn't really know the history of this building when we bought it. Some people had told us it was a doctor's office, but we couldn't figure out exactly how it was a doctor's office. It never really made sense to us. And, you know, the layout of it just seemed strange. Like, it didn't really seem like it could have been a doctor's office. And once we hung the signs on the front, you know, announcing that it was a Trenton ice cream parlor, one day... this older lady came by the shop.
Right.
Her name is Carol. And she was very excited. And she came in. She was just, oh my God, I can't believe it. And we were trying to figure out what was wrong with her. She said, I normally never take Broad Street to go home. And something told me to go down Broad Street. I just can't believe you guys turned this into an ice cream parlor. And we're like, okay, yeah, it's ice cream parlor now. And she said, I used to own this building.
Wow.
And she said the doctor had two daughters. I used to take care of his daughters. He became very frail. I actually started taking care of him and his daughters. He wound up passing away, and then I had to go to the bank to get a loan. At the time, the banks wouldn't give me a loan. I had to fight with them to get the loan. She said, but I wind up buying this building. And then she started giving us the whole history of the doctor's office.
Wow.
Our parlor, where people sit at right now, used to be an examination room.
That's in the back.
In the back, where the tables are at. And in the corner, there's a closet. It looks like a closet with a glass door. And that used to be the medicine cabinet. And all the medicine used to be there under lock and key. So mm-hmm. there's shelves in there mm-hmm. that, you know, we're going to reconfigure to display Hannah's artwork.
That's cool.
You know,
cool.
So it's always been a mm-hmm. place of healing. The mm-hmm. That's what we found out.
There you go. That's a great way
to continue the history of that space. That's so cool. That's wonderful. Now, you have other kids, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What are their names?
Solomon, Zacharias, and Yosef.
Three other boys. Oh, boy. And Hannah's the only girl. Yes.
That's right.
That sounds like a handful.
Yes.
Now, is Hannah the youngest?
Hannah, she's the second. Yes.
The second. The oldest, then.
Yes.
Okay, so she has three brothers to look after.
Right? Yes.
So everyone's looking after each other. That's a good deal. Mm. It's a family business, too, because every time we're in there, all the kids are there helping
everybody's
out,
there.
Which we love. Yes.
I think it's Joseph that was always handing, he's always upselling me. Right. The kid. It's like, dude, I just came in for cookies and cream, and he's selling me donuts, popcorn, and like the works.
Before you know it, he's coming home with donuts. I'm like, oh, where'd you get the donuts?
Like, I don't know. How do I say no to this kid?
That's Joseph. That's definitely him.
I'm just saying, listen, dude, no. I should just say no.
We call him the little attorney. That's right.
Yeah. Eric and Mimi know exactly what they're doing. Let me just warn you. When you walk into this place, Eric will greet you with his big teddy bear smile. Mimi will look very lovingly at you. But Hannah will come out. She wants to serve. Watch out for Joey. Because Joey will upsell you till the cows come home, and they're not going to stop them. They put the kids front and center. You can't say no, and that's how it works. A tip. We call it tip. And for the longest time, I was calling it tick. Trenton ice cream. I didn't know it was tip. I thought it was tick. And I think I had a lot of people convinced it was tick.
Right.
So I apologize if anybody comes in. Is this tick?
Slight speech and spell.
Yeah, right.
Can I say one thing in relation to that?
Sure.
Yeah. We didn't teach Yosef to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's done those things naturally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a natural. That's his personality.
And that's why he's your attorney.
Yeah, we call him the little attorney. He's never wrong. He always has a good explanation for everything, even when he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to say, all right. Well.
The doors have been open how long now?
We've had soft openings since Halloween, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because by the time we got all the permits and by the time we finished construction, it was already cold. Mm-hmm. At that time, I told Mimi, I said, well, let's give out some samples for Halloween. Mm-hmm. At least people know we're here.
Right.
And that day on Halloween, there were about 150 people
that
came in.
Yeah, great.
We were really shocked, actually.
In October.
It was really cold, too. We didn't expect that.
No, but mm-hmm. what a great time to do a soft opening.
Right. And we've been having soft openings since that time mm-hmm. because we figured we'd have our grand opening and ribbon cutting in the spring, which mm-hmm. is, we're almost in spring now. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why we wanted to do it in the last summer, but we got pushed into the winter and then we decided to do spring.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it worked out good for us because everybody has been training, you know, and we've built up our customer base.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And everybody knows, for the most part, that we're there now. So it's worked out pretty good for us.
Do you make your own ice cream?
We just got our soft serve machine hooked up yesterday.
So that does. It was in place when we were there last time, but it wasn't working yet.
So that does 9 different flavors. So the answer to that is yes, we do make our own ice cream.
That's Frank's favorite, the soft serve. Right.
Well, that's my favorite ice cream. But if we're ever in a restaurant and they bring out that dessert menu, I look for one thing. I don't care if it's chocolate mousse cake, cheesecake, whatever. Lemon sorbet. That's it.
Okay. It's very disappointing for me because I'm looking for like the creamy, chocolatey stuff. And he's like, I'm going to have lemon sorbet. It's like, really?
Yeah, because it initializes your palate. Gotcha. It's a palate cleanser and it's delicious. It's chocolate
mousse.
But
you do like soft serve because
I love
you'll
soft
always
serve.
Choose soft serve over the hard ice cream. I always choose the hard ice cream.
You know, I'm wondering if you'd like the lemonade smoothie that I make. What did you say that? Yeah, I make a lemonade smoothie with homemade whipped cream. You probably would like that, I bet.
He loves homemade. He doesn't like whipped cream, but homemade whipped cream.
Homemade whipped cream I like.
It's unbelievable.
Whipped cream is disgusting.
It's unbelievable. The homemade whipped cream is unbelievable.
And you make this?
Good. I make it. I make
yourself?
That also, yes.
Like
yes.
you personally?
Me personally.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
How long does it take you to make a smoothie?
Probably like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Right. Because you have to blend it, you know, make sure it's the right consistency.
Mimi, do you have any hidden talents?
I thought this was a family show.
Oh, gee. Eric.
He's quick.
I wasn't asking any kind of sexual reference.
Oh, what?
I'm asking about...
that's you went there.
He said I thought it was a family show. Nah. Don't throw me under the bus. Look, he's turning red. Look at him. Mimi, is there any ice cream you make?
I'm not talking
about making him scream. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
I have a team, which happened to be Hannah. Mm-hmm. Her and I, we make frozen yogurt.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know you had frozen yogurt.
Oh, we haven't put it for sale yet, but that's where we're doing.
You're working
on it. Okay. We're going to have it for grand opening.
So speaking of things that are in the works, what things are can we look forward to in the coming now nice weather? What are you bringing to the table, so to speak?
Of course, we're going to have all ice creams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grand opening's coming up, which is March 12th.
Oh.
Also ribbon cutting.
Hannah,
she's going to do it with the mayor of Trenton.
So cool.
Well, let me interrupt a minute. March 12th?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Thursday.
At 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. Cool. Okay. It's really exciting to do a ribbon cutting. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. We had one here January 16th, and it was so much fun. We had a nice crowd. The mayor came out.
Nice.
It was a beautiful day. So it's exciting when you cut that ribbon. So Hannah's going to be doing the big scissor cut.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah,
that
is
fun.
A lot of fun.
That's fun.
So here's a freebie for the frozen yogurt. You can call it Fro-Yo to go.
That's a good idea.
Fro-Yo to go.
Why Fro-Yo to go?
Frozen yogurt to go.
Right, I understand that, but okay, just Fro-Yo.
What do you mean why? It's one of your products. Why?
I don't remember seeing that on the menu, but
she just said she makes frozen yogurt.
Yes. No, I'm just
and you don't have to eat it there, right? You can take it to go.
Yes,
you can. Fro-Yo to go.
Mm-hmm. Fro-Yo to go. That has a little ring to it.
Right? Yeah. Fro-Yo to go.
Right.
A lot of O's.
Gee, thanks,
good.
Eric.
That's
God,
good.
Now I feel like a jerk.
You make the little O's.
Right.
You make the little O's tires.
Yes,
on
like
a
you're
bus.
Going. Right.
Like
you take
going.
It for the bus.
I was just thinking
you can only eat it on the bus.
I was thinking we're in Trenton, so like maybe Fro-Yo Bro to go.
Ooh.
Now why do you have to bring race into it?
Why is that
no, just bro.
You bring you see, you're the one bringing it in again.
Bro, like brother. Sure.
Listen, don't automatically be on their side. We don't know all the skeletons in their closet.
Oh my goodness. So on March 12th, you have your official grand opening ribbon cutting, which
That's
is
cool.
going to be really exciting. And we're happy that we're going to be around that day because we didn't know if we would be.
Yeah, we will be around. And what's really cool is Newport City's own Stay Woke host, Vaughn Leek, is going to be emceeing that adventure.
The grand open is a 3-day event.
Ooh!
So
really,
I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
No.
Right.
You know
so
that.
The
mm-hmm.
ribbon cutting is going to be on the 12th mm-hmm. at 11 a.m. On Friday the 13th between 5 and 7 p.m. we're going to have a scoop and art event, which is going to be hosted right there in the parlor,
mm-hmm.
so the kids can actually do art and actually enjoy ice cream. And on Saturday between 2 and 5 we're going to actually have a street fair. The street is going to actually be closed down, and 900 block of South Broad Street is going to be closed down.
Really?
Right, and then that's where Vaughn is actually going to be doing the podcast.
Wow, see, there's a whole 3-day event.
Sort of loop.
You can come to all 3 days. You can go to one of the three, two of the three, enjoy everything. If you have kids, they can do some fun, arty stuff while they're having their ice cream.
Friday it is the art event. We spread it out because we know that some people work and not everybody can get off.
Yeah,
and these kids have to be in school. The whole idea behind the ice cream parlor is that it's for the community. It's like the bridge that we have on our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to cross a bridge to get to their goal, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us, one day we hope that Hannah will talk,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's the bridge that we're actually on right now and hoping to get to the other side and see her mm-hmm. one day talk. But if she doesn't, we're still going to love her the same way.
Of course.
The whole purpose behind Parla being part of the community is so that the community can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives people in Trenton confidence that there's something great and something nice
exactly.
that they can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Families can bring their kids there. We have Wi-Fi. You know, we have the Disney Channel usually playing inside. We usually have nice music. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have little things for kids to do inside the shop as well.
That's wonderful. I really like the idea of this 3-day event and your whole mindset of it's for the community. When you give, you know, when you give, you get more than you give. You always get
That's
more
right.
back.
Right.
So it's just going to come back to you in many, many blessings in different ways.
Does Hannah have a favorite Disney movie?
Usually anything with princesses.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Loves,
I would think.
Disney.
I would think Frozen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I would think.
Frozen. Yes.
Ice cream parlor? No? No one's with me today.
We get it, Frank.
Man, I feel like such the odd man out today. Fro-Yo to go? No good. I'm asking her about her 10 talents. He's saying, hey, I love the family show. And then we talk about the whole thing with the bro. Why do you have to make it about race? You're making it about race. What is happening today?
I don't know, Frank.
Gosh.
But
it's about ice cream.
Frank, of course, every girl wants the to be a princess.
Yes, that was when we went on that Disney cruise a couple of years ago. They had Princess Night.
Did you ever go on a Disney cruise or to Disney? I'm not a Disney fan. I'm anti-Disney. Right. But I will say this for them. We went on a Disney cruise because people were going that we were going with. Their service was excellent. Give them that. And they had one night where they had the dads and the little girls. The little girls were all dressed up as princesses. And their fathers walked them down the grand staircase.
Wow.
And it was just so beautiful because every girl wants to be a princess.
Are you going
to
cry on the show? I don't believe this. She's crying on the show.
She's crying.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Because I think that every little girl and every big girl wants to be a princess.
So did your daddy walk you down?
No, he did not.
No.
Please, you're not getting him on this ship.
But
I was there.
Right.
Yes, there,
and I was holding her.
It was only for little girls.
Yeah.
It was a certain age.
Yeah, it's not, dude, really.
But believe me, and I know I wouldn't be the only one. If they had opened it up to adults, that you would have seen many, many women going down that staircase.
Because as it stands right now, somebody would have to help your father down those stairs.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying that for women.
Yes,
that I think that that's a really important thing. And
if
a child... A girl, especially speaking from a girl's, if she can get that from her dad, which I think you're a great example of this, it sets the tone for the rest of her life. Now, I'm just saying that, but anyway, go ahead. Go on with your next question.
No, my next question. I'm almost afraid to ask it.
But anyway, I think that's...
As a dad, like, sometimes you don't really know what to do, you know, like a lot of parenting, like I'll always let Mimi start out, and if she gets above her head, then she'll usually bring me in, and I'll try to referee everything. But a lot of times you don't know, because they always say you don't get a book of how to parent.
Right.
You know, you get almost like everything's trial and error, and then you're always adjusting. You know, input, throughput, output. Okay, what do we do next? What's the feedback loop here? What do we do next time? You know, you do your best as a dad, you know what I mean? And I don't know if I can speak for all dads, but probably most of them, you know. Like, I've been seeing a lot of fathers bringing their little girls into the ice cream shop for ice cream.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
I love seeing that. Yeah, and,
that's cool.
It's always special to me when I see that, you know, because the images of a father, like, for the most part, you don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, but there's been a lot of dads bringing their daughters
fantastic.
Into
the,
yeah,
that's
walking them down, you know, little princesses going in.
That's right.
Giving
them
a treat.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I can't handle when you cry.
Frank's just all quiet over here now. He's like, I don't know what to do now. So I think you should have a princess party one day.
Ooh.
Where the girls get
what I just found out?
What?
That on Saturday, there's going to be senior queens there with their tiaras and dresses that are coming.
Oh, wow.
Senior queens.
Right. There's a beauty contest. I forget what the age cutoff is. It's either 60 or 65, but there's a beauty contest. Seniors.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's apparently pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that they're actually going to be, I don't know how many of them, but there are going to be some there with the tiaras and the gowns on that day.
I'm telling you, it never ends. Like, we want to be princesses, right? Am I lying?
Yes.
It never ends.
I don't know about the senior queen thing.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I'm
trying to wrap my head around it. I'm not, why are you pointing at me?
Because you're already going down that road.
I'm not going down anywhere.
We're all going to be against you. Okay, so why don't you just stop now?
I'm just saying,
just
I'm trying
stop.
To envision it.
Frank,
it would
listen,
be beautiful.
I Googled it. The women are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful.
You're going to do this at your ice cream parlor?
Well, they're going to be there. They're going to be there at the street fest.
Yeah, they're going to be at the... It's like a block party,
right?
Yeah,
right.
So they're going to be part of the block party.
All right. They're going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to be right there by the shop.
Hey, what about princes? What about those guys?
Mm.
No, we don't get any kind of time?
It's like Father's Day, you know. It's like,
I know Father's Day is like, oh, we have Mother's Day. Oh, yeah, on Father's Day. Father's Day. When do you want?
Where
are
we going to eat
that? The next one.
Where are we going to eat for Father's Day?
Let's be honest. You get a Father's Day card. You buy a Father's Day card the same time you buy a Mother's Day card. Let's be honest.
Right.
Oh, let me get Dad's card.
All right.
I never know what to get my
sale.
Dad.
Dad's like, oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, whatever. It's such a greeting card holiday, both of them.
Well, Mother's Day, you should treat your mother good all the time. After the grand opening, do you have any other plans for events or things that you got in the works?
Yes, I do have a plan.
Okay, you're going to share it with us?
Yes.
We're just going to sit
here at me like, this
and
be
stare
new
at you.
We're like, uh-oh.
She's looking at Eric as she says this.
Like, you don't know about this yet.
So is Eric's going to hear about this for the first time, right?
No, I think you already know about it.
Okay. She thinks you already know.
I just forgot.
Yeah. Yes.
Buckle up. Buckle up, Eric. Go ahead, Mimi. What's the plan?
I'm not sure if I had mentioned to you before. I think I was trying to do it the first Thursday to socialize, you know, because the whole idea about the ice cream parlor brings everybody together to socialize, because the situation as a mother, as you know, my family, for the most part, having an autistic child, in general, a special needs child, it's very difficult for us to go out, you know, socialize and engage in people talking to. The plan is, since I am from Ethiopia, how we socialize through the coffee ceremony.
Oh, I like it already.
So because of that, I talked to Eric. I think we should do this instead of, we're trying to do the first Thursday. Now we're going to do the first Saturday.
Okay.
Between 10 to 11 o'clock. It's going to be a sign up to come out and socialize, talking to one another so that we can get to know each other. And also when you have difficult time, like when you have, you know, the special needs children, you need to talk to, you need to release that, you know, stress.
Right.
We're going to do going forward.
That's wonderful. That sounds really
great. One thing Mimi didn't mention is we exclusively have Ethiopian coffee in the shop.
Too. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Wonderful.
How did you guys find us?
The Trenton Economic Development posting on Facebook. And I was so excited. There's an ice cream parlor and it's so close to us. Yay. And then I think you were doing one of your soft openings. And I read your story, so I knew the history. And I said, we got to go.
You were telling me that it was a little girl's idea.
Right.
She made it out of a shoebox. Right. And that's all you told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So when we walked in for the first time, I didn't know Hannah was autistic. I had no idea. I was just walking in. The only thing I knew was that the girl Hannah, who's in the store, likes to serve people. So that's all I knew. Wow. So when I walked in, I'm like, all right, Hannah, where are you? Let's go.
I remember that.
I want Hannah to serve me. That's who I want serving me.
Right. I remember.
Not knowing she was autistic, nothing. I just thought she was shy. I had no idea. So when she came out, and I'm like, you with me? You listening? This is what I want.
And I'm like, Frank, all right? And you're like, relax a little here. So harsh.
And you're like, you know she's autistic. I'm like, she is? I had no idea. I just thought she was shy. But she was just totally keeping up with me. Totally fine.
She loves to work in the ice cream parlor. I mean, she loves washing dishes. She loves serving people. I mean, she pushes us out the way so that she can serve customers. Mm-hmm. And she loves making milkshakes because she likes the sound of the milkshake machine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she loves making milkshakes.
Maybe I'll get a milkshake next time.
No, you're going to get the
smoothie. I'm going to get the lemonade smoothie, of course.
Right. I'll get a milkshake.
Oh, you get a milkshake. Yeah. Okay, there you go. That'll work.
So, in Frank's defense, Frank approaches children, any child, doesn't matter the age, as if they're 40-year-old adults. So he will talk to them like that, and he doesn't care if what they look like, what they sound like, what their education level is, what their age is, what their cultural path is. He's just like, you're a 40-year-old adult, and I'm just going to talk to you like that.
I can't do the little kid talk stuff.
Do
you enjoy school? No, they don't.
He's not like that. He's like, so, what's up with you? What are you doing? Like, what's your story?
Well, that's what I want.
Good class today? Yeah, all right, good.
I don't want to waste time.
Yeah, what's your story, kid?
I'm going to talk to this kid. I'm going to talk to him the way I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah, so some kids like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
kids I don't know if the parents do, but the kids seem to like it.
You know what? Don't invite us over. We babysat this one girl. We made her dig a hole in the backyard. That's what we did. Yeah. And she loved it.
She had fun because he kept throwing these little, I had little jewelry things. He kept throwing them in the hole and said, keep digging. Look, you found a diamond.
So if you see a red jewel, then stop because you're getting too close to China.
Gotcha.
And she's like, Mr. Frank, I found a red jewel. I'm like, okay, you got to stop. Because that means they're about to have dinner in China.
Right.
So anybody that's digging it, they see the red jewel, they know, oh, we better stop because they're about to have dinner. She's like, oh, okay, I don't want to disturb their dinner. I'm like, so just fill the hole back up. And we had like hours she's doing this. It was wonderful.
She had to be pretty tired.
She was exhausted.
Yeah, I know. She had to be tired of
that. So that was the part of the dirt. Just wear them out.
That was a goal.
That's our goal.
Dig a hole in the backyard.
Right.
Dig a hole.
Pretty safe.
Yes. So our final question is, when you imagine Trenton in your ideal Trenton image, what does it look like?
Right now, it seems like more business open up, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. And I've seen different age groups moving to the city, mm-hmm. which is where the population will grow eventually. That's what is going to bring the city up.
Right, right.
That's what it looks like to me, you know.
So more people, more businesses, life.
Yes, mm-hmm. nightlife, right, of diversity. Course.
Do you want to add anything, Eric, to that?
Yeah, what does it look to you?
I would like to add the feedback that we've been getting at mm-hmm. the shop. Most of the people that come into the shop are surprised that that shop is in Trenton. They have this wow kind of reaction, like, wow, we saw the pictures, but we didn't know it was like this. Mm-hmm. My ideal Trenton is, why not? You know, why can't all businesses be like that? I mean, you guys have a great studio here. It's beautiful. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, if we can highlight the good things in Trenton, and show people that there are good things here, then maybe we can change that negative perception that Trenton kind of gets in the general media. Right. You know, because most people, when they come in, it's almost like hope. You know, when they see the ice cream parlor, they have hope that, right. wow, Trenton right. can change, which exactly. kind of relates to your question. Mm-hmm. And especially for the kids, we've had families bringing kids in to show their kids, like, when you do dream, your dreams, you can make those dreams a reality, right. but you just have to think it.
Right.
So for us, you know, that's my ideal trend, an area, a city where you're not limited by the negative perception that people give to you, but that you create your own perception and you create your own future.
Right.
That's my ideal trend.
And, you know, fortunately, I'm hearing less and less bad stuff about Trent and people talking bad about it.
Well, I think when we do hear negative stuff, it's like people who are so out of touch.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
I think you're right about that.
Where yeah. have you been under
people
a rock?
People that have moved away. Yeah, and they've been out of town for 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's like you're
that's
just
why I moved. You know, this,
yeah, well, yeah. they want to be right. It's right. like that's right. the thing.
It's
they
like I'll equate it to my father when I went into Williamsburg in Brooklyn. He's like, right. don't be really careful there. I'm like, yeah, you have no idea what Williamsburg is right, like now.
Right. yeah, I know Brooklyn.
It's full of hipster doofuses, right, really, right. believe me. And right. no one's attacking me here in Brooklyn.
Right.
So it's like that kind of right. attitude. Like you're right. thinking of, oh, I remember Brooklyn from 20 years ago right. or 30 right. years ago. It's like, yes.
change a lot.
Yeah.
I've always said when you start to see cranes come into or go into cities, mm-hmm. you know that development and really gentrification is on its way. Mm-hmm. And if you look around in Trenton right now, you see cranes, you know.
Yes.
Even though some of them are state buildings, but you still see cranes. You know, when you're driving into Trenton, you can see cranes.
Yes.
Which right, I haven't right. seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, an ideal Trenton is 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 of these cranes all over the city, mm-hmm. actually building things and actually developing.
Right. So. Right.
Yeah, it's funny when you first said cranes, I thought you said queens. So I'm like, when you start seeing queens coming into Trenton, it's like, oh, you see something that's happening. That's going to happen on Saturday. So. How cool is that? You want 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 queens.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the senior queens.
The senior queens, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of another kind of queen.
Oh, like the
like queens. A drag queen.
Like a drag queen. You hear that, Bill Nobes?
But
apparently, you don't even have to be gay to be a drag
too.
Queen.
Yeah, I know. I know what you get about the cranes, because when you're driving down 29, I'm like, oh, they're building something. And look, there's something right. back there, too. Right. There's another That's crane right. over there. So, yeah, so it's, something's going on. There's a bubbling.
That happened in Brooklyn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I went back there. I don't recognize my hometown.
Oh,
but
my
it's
gosh.
Okay. This is my new hometown.
I had a whole experience with that I won't get into. But in any event, Eric, Mimi, would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves Slugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, that's right. Check us out on TrentonWaves.com for all of our social media stuff and pictures and what's going on around town and all that fun stuff. Eric, Mimi, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can they go online to experience all things Trenton Ice Cream Parlor? Tip.
Oh, I love this plug part of your guys' show. This is great.
You like the plug? I like the plug theme.
I like the plug theme. Well, on Facebook, we're Trenton Ice Cream Parlor. Instagram is Tip Trenton. We're at 969 South Broad Street. Our telephone number is 609-510-0584. Email is TrentonIceCreamParlor@gmail.com. And as you heard in the beginning of the show, we have our grand opening scheduled for March the 12th, 11 to 1 p.m. That's going to be the official ribbon cutting, which Hannah is very excited about, and a lot of people in Trenton are very excited about. Mayor will be there and some other people that we won't name at this point, the top secret. The next day on Friday 13th, 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have a scoop and art event, which is going to be hosted by us at the ice cream parlor. the art supplies are free. We suggest that you sign your kids up in advance because space is limited. And that Saturday, the 14th, we're going to have actually a street fair. The 900 block of South Broad Street is going to be closed on the grand opening from 11 to 1 p.m. The 900 block will be closed. And on the street fair, the block will be closed also from 2 to 5 p.m. And there's going to be different events there. We have some vendors coming. Avant Leak is going to be podcasting live there. Alfonso, who used to be, I believe, Simba.
From Lion King.
From Lion King. Right. Yeah, he's going to be there. So we look forward to seeing him. My son's a big fan of him because he does acting in school. So he's
is this Joseph, the attorney?
No, Solomon. He's the oldest.
Oh, okay. He just can't wait to be judge.
Yeah, Solomon. So that's going to be Saturday. And this is our first one, so we don't know what to expect. We don't know how many people are going to be there. But if we can build on this one, we can keep building, and maybe it can become like one of the other larger festivals that are happening.
Sure.
When's Hannah's birthday?
May 23rd.
Oh, okay.
I was coming up, Hannah. Yeah.
Do you want to say hello, Hannah?
Yeah.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Great. Thank you. There you go. Thank you so much.
And we have something else we're going to need your help with at the end of the show, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, sorry.
She's like, yes, I'm looking at you.
Well,
right?
Most women, I have to ask three times before I get an answer. This is nothing new.
Hold on. Okay, can we do one thing? You're going to laugh hysterically, yes, though, when we do this, though.
Dude, go.
All right.
Hannah, can you make them the frown face?
What? This is not going to play well on an audio show, but that was amazing just now.
You're happy for us.
Maybe you can get a picture.
Maybe I'm going to have to get a picture of this. Can you do that again, Hannah? Wow, man. I think I like the first one better when she wasn't looking at me. When she looks at you and does it, it's a whole different dynamic.
I know.
She looks so annoyed right now.
And my son Solomon, he's in a school play. He had to practice a frown face.
Okay.
So we went online to find a frown face.
Right.
And then she was looking.
She totally adopted that.
Yes.
That's her thing.
So what play is he in?
The Addams Family.
Oh, wow.
The Addams Family.
Yes.
Who is he playing?
He is, what is the character? I forgot now.
Pugsley?
He's kind of father or something.
Yeah, the father of...
Gomez?
No, not Gomez. The father of the girl, I think. The little girl, the girlfriend, whatever. I forget.
The girlfriend?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember. Is it like the movie? The movie that just came out?
It must be, but
I think so.
Okay.
I have no idea, but Asana, he's very secretive about everything he does with the play. He doesn't practice in front of us. Sometimes we'll see him and he'll just stop.
He'll
stop.
Yeah,
yeah, but I get that.
On stage, he's this phenomenal actor.
That's cool. We said we met in Oklahoma, but the play, not the state.
You met at the play Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Howard Beach.
We knew each other.
1986.
You were both there at the same time at the play?
No, we were in
the play.
Yeah, we did community theater. Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that. Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Come on.
That's good. Is that a plug for you guys?
Like, yes, it is.
Okay.
No. It's our freaking show. Who cares?
That's great.
So you're going to do your big closing?
Sure.
All right.
This has been yet...
You have to explain it.
I don't have to explain anything. People know what to do. We've done over 50 shows.
All right.
People know what to do. I'm not even going to tell them what to do.
All right.
That's how cool these people are, and also Podcastia. Which, by the way, Podcastia, I'm going to try and get a picture of Hannah doing her frown face for the weekly podcast picture that we always post. All right? Good? You cool with that? Good. I knew you would be. So let's just try it. Let's see if I'm right. Okay?
Okay.
This has been yet another episode of Trent Waves.
Sasso's out!
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
Join us for our 3-day extravaganza. This coming Thursday, March 12th, come to the Trenton Ice Cream Parlor at 969 South Broad Street in Trenton, New Jersey for the official ribbon-cutting ceremony from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Friday, March 13th, join us for scoop and art and face painting. And Saturday, March 14th, at the street fair, there'll be vendors and live podcasting from the Stay Woke podcast host himself, Vont Leek. Visit us on Facebook at Trenton Ice Cream Parlor, Instagram at Tip Trenton, or call us at area code 609-510-0584.